And this is the Right Back to the Simpsons podcast. I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
I'm Oscar.
There we go. And that's it.
Yeah. Nice seeing you.
This is the last. We weren't really going to record till next week, but
this is an impromptu.
This is an impromptu. This is the 31st day of December 2011. It is approximately. It is 8:22 right now. Just
yes, it is
for posterity.
Okay.
We're on new mics, so it should all sound a lot tighter, which I'm excited about.
At 8:40, I have to get doubly messed up.
And why is that?
You're not already halfway in the bag?
No.
I was thinking, oh.
My brownies. And why do you have to get doubly messed up, Steve?
Because it's double than 420.
Okay. Answered my question. Thank you.
It's a horrible joke, sir.
So.
I guess I heard some urban youth say that. I don't know what it means. I really.
That's code for black. So, we got a very special episode tonight. We are going to do a year-end review
because
since
there aren't enough year-end reviews.
Exactly. We've decided to do our own.
Sometimes you just...
Mike is buying, what do you call it, fireworks. he's tweeting pictures of fireworks.
Did you?
I'm going over my Twitter feed because that's how interested I am in doing this right now.
we have new mics courtesy of Mr. Rudy here.
Yeah, I wanted to get better mics because these fools will sound better.
Yes. Actually, that really won't help the content.
It won't help the content.
You'll hear our horribleness loud and clear.
I was warming up my voice on the way over here, too, so it sounded a little bit sexier.
Were you yodeling?
Yo.
No. Just like Jewel.
Great. I got compared to Jewel. I'm going home.
Yeah, you don't have that snaggle tooth like her, so don't worry.
Well, I'm working on it.
And you don't live in a van.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's true. You do have something to look forward to.
I have something, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's about it. This was impromptu. We had no...
We weren't going to...
You brought it up Wednesday that, hey, we ought to... I have time on Saturday. Let's podcast. And Oscar wasn't going to join us, but...
Yeah, my wife...
His wife left him, so now he's here.
She got called into work at the very last minute to work overtime, and she decided to jump on the bandwagon. So she went, and I was like, I don't want to spend time with my kids at work? I didn't want to spend time with my kids at all, so I took them to the Nana's, have them spend the night, and showed up and decided to do this podcast.
Well, we're glad you could grace us with your presence.
Yeah,
so I also need the laundry done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring that up.
Let's go back a little bit just to share
how Oscar walked into your
domicile. Well, he got this. He sent me a text message. I'm free. I'm gonna come do the podcast tonight. And I was like, oh, cool, no problem. And he goes, oh yeah, you have a washer and dryer? I was like,
yeah, of course.
He's like, and can I do a laundry? Because I need to do a load of clothes. And I was like, well, yes to having a. I mean, I'm like, what? And I was like, and yes to both washer and dryer. I do have them.
Yeah.
And I text you, and I was like. Yeah. He just asked me if I had a washer and dryer.
and
you're like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah. Exactly. I was like, but then again, that is Oscar. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, it is Oscar. Because you're the type of fella who would stop by my mom's house to take a shit just to walk in to go to the restroom, walk right out, see y'all. And you're like, oh, Oscar.
I did that.
Don't you have to get that?
I guess. Hold on.
He's getting the brownies. It's not a euphemism. He actually was making brownies when I walked in. He's putting them in the pan as I was walking in.
They do smell really good.
I know, they actually smell good. I have eaten way too much today, but I don't. Knowing these might have something that we don't want in them. What? No.
So a messed up thing. Something really.
You have to speak into the center of this mic. Remember.
Something really stupid happened to me yesterday.
Which isn't par for the course.
My wife decided to get me a barbecue grill. No, actually, you know what? She told me she was going to get me a barbecue grill. So she got me like a $200 gift certificate for Home Depot because she didn't know what type of grill I would like because just a barbecue pit.
Oh, okay.
She was like, she didn't know what kind of barbecue pit I would like because there's so many different ones.
Yeah.
And she didn't know if I got like the propane, I'd hate the propane, go with like a barrel for the charcoal. There's just so many things and she didn't want to mess it up because it's kind of a pain.
She was being considerate.
Yep. So she just got me a $200 gift card from Home Depot and put barbecue pit on top of it with the yellow sticky.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of cute.
That was very considerate of her.
I went to
fuck away from my goddamn chicken.
A friend of mine showed up yesterday, really, really good friend of mine named John. And together, we went and we went to
Home Depot.
First thing we did is went to Walmart. I don't know why, but we went to Walmart. And while we were there,
the card was for Home Depot.
Yes, the card was for Home Depot. So. But while I was there, I just wanted to get like a price difference of how much grills were, because I had to buy meat and shit. I was gonna do that first, buy the meat and then go buy the grill, because we're gonna do like an impromptu barbecue. So I went to Home Depot and
impromptu
I found
seems to be the word of the night.
Hey, name the episode then.
Impromptu.
So we went to Walmart and I saw like a pit that was kind of rained on.
Did you know that Oscar does like, you know, barbecuing because he loves meat on his grill?
So anyway, go on with your story.
So there was this one barbecue pit and it was rained on and shit.
I didn't want to be here. I'd rather be at home.
So it was all rained on and it was like $179. Mm. They said because it was rained on, they'll give me like a 20% discount.
At Walmart.
At Walmart.
At Walmart.
On top of it, I was like, ah, I got this gift card for Home Depot. Well, I don't even know what I was doing there in the first place. So we took off. We went to Home Depot, and we saw the exact same pit for the exact same price. So I used my gift card. I got it and a couple other things, like a cover for it, and we went home.
Yeah.
I spent about 2.5 hours putting this damn pit together.
Oh, what kind was it?
It was a...
Was it gas or was it charcoal?
No, it was straight charcoal. It was like a big barrel charcoal grill. It's Berkman, I think, was the brand. Well,
you keep talking. I was pointing to Oscar. Go on.
What really pissed me off about this barbecue grill was the holes were on the wrong side.
How do you know you didn't just put them on the wrong side?
Everybody says that, man. Everybody says that. That even goes back to the
Did your wife say that, too?
Yes, but she started looking at it. It's like I had four people looked at it in the place where... The drum opens up.
Yeah.
It opened up on the side where there was a tray in front of you. And in the picture, the tray is where you put your stuff on, and it opens up that way. But the holes were on the wrong side.
Maybe the picture was inverted and you were right.
Yeah. Well, that means the tray would be on the back. And why would you have like a little placement tray for your tools on the back of the... We went through this, man. Me, my wife, my friend, his wife... looked at this thing for 30 minutes because I didn't want to feel like an idiot. I was like, yo, we're doing something wrong. We put the legs on backwards. We did something or other. So we packed up the barbecue, took it back to Home Depot, and I went in there bitching. And the manager was like, are you sure you didn't put it together right? And I was like, dude, the holes are not there. They're all in the wrong place. And he's like, we can't really offer you a refund for missing holes.
Weed butter.
Pissed me off again. So me and my friend John decided to put the barbecue pit together at Home Depot. We were there.
Oh, wow. Really?
We brought out our tools and was like, we were putting it together. It's like, you know what? You can make this your display model. You don't have one in front. So we put it together. And after we were putting it together, on step 99, I gave him the screwdriver. It's like, dude, what is next? Here's the instruction. And he actually was looking at it after like a fully constructed...
So were you being really douchey about this?
Or I
were you
was, just, dude, because I had spent 2 hours, and he looked at me like I was an idiot because I didn't know how to put it together.
As
he,
am I right now.
And he didn't want to give me a refund on that, even though it says it on the receipt. So we put it together, like, right in the middle, and I was like, dude, here's the tools. What is the next step? I mean, we were literally on step 99 out of 100.
Wow.
Step 100 was just to put the top on the thingy, on the barrel. And he looked at it. He was like, wow, I guess it's a manufacturing year. Sorry, we'll give you a refund now, and that's pretty much it. My friend was like, "We need
very anticlimactic."
I know.
He was like,
"You're building it up when the excitement in your voice try to sell it something that it wasn't."
I'm not done yet.
Oh, please.
So,
share.
He wouldn't give me a gift card because I was really pressing for this damn gift card. He wouldn't do the damn gift card.
Well, why would you want the gift card? Just give me cash.
Well, no. Well, he wouldn't. I wanted an additional gift card for my trouble.
Come on.
Dude.
You were being that whiny douche cousin.
I was being a douche. I had spent 2.5 hours constructing this thing in the first place, and then an additional hour and a half.
How long in the store were you?
I was in there about 45 minutes.
Oh, so you put it together faster the second time.
It was already... When I took it apart, it didn't fit. It was in pieces when we took it back. So all of the hard stuff was already done.
Oh.
So I just stacked it, screwed it, and it was already together because I already gone through it one additional time. So I wanted my money back and a $25 gift card.
Wow.
Dude, I was pissed. Dude, I'd wasted so much time on this. I started at 3, and we were there at 7. And it was just so stupid. I was so annoyed by this whole situation. I was being a dick about it. But he gave me a cash refund.
Oh.
So I went back to Walmart. and got the original same grill that was already constructed.
Yeah.
But when I got there, it was still there and all rained on and shit. And we got it for, I think it was like $140, and the original price was like $179 without tax. Came out to like $150. So I saved myself $50 by getting the constructed one. But I didn't have a way to get it home because it was already constructed.
Yeah. You couldn't just strap it to the top of your car, your Honda? And
well.
So you wanted him to get his strap on?
Keep going.
I wind up getting a U-Haul.
No! You got a... So you ended up spending...
Wow.
I got a little $20 U-Haul.
So we're up to $170 now.
Yes, and then 5 miles there. Well, it was like 3 miles there, 3 miles back. It cost roughly about $30 to get it in the U-Haul, take it to the house, unload it, bring the U-Haul back. Because right next to the Walmart was a goddamn U-Haul. So it was like 8 o'clock at night. And then we had to meet, and John was like, fuck. He started making barbecue. So we had barbecue roughly about 9 o'clock. When we started this thing, roughly about 3. It was shitty, dude. I was just tired and pissed off. And
you're going to eat this spiked barbecue?
Dude, I really was, man. I was having fucking barbecue that night through hell or high water, dude. And the kids were hungry, and we were feeding them bread.
Here, has some bread.
He were feeding them like ducks.
Dude, it really was, because we had fucking rolls. But I was determined to make this goddamn barbecue. And even then, what pissed me off even more is we bought, like, fajitas and shit. Yeah. And by the time it was, like, 8 o'clock, he was like... Man, it's going to take me like an hour. Because he does real good barbecue, my friend John. Uh-huh. He was like, dude, it's going to take me like an hour to like marinate this shit. And then I was like, well, fuck. So he just threw together some burgers and he just grilled some burgers.
Yeah.
Which, again, sucked. That was my Saturday. Anybody else?
You can't cook with hate.
Dude, it was shitty. The whole situation was just shitty. It was such a waste of time.
Yes. Yes, it was like
ours. Much like the story right now. Yeah,
just much like that, however long that story took.
Only like about.
It was a time killer, dude. We don't have anything.
That is true.
Dude, I got some shit.
Have we done anything that's
it is what
amazingly
we
interesting on this podcast?
I got some year in review stuff, so I think we'll be all right tonight because of me.
Oh, we'd be all right tonight.
We'd be all right tonight.
We got a movie that just kind of came up, Troll Hunter.
Oh, have you seen Troll Hunter?
I've seen the trailer for Troll Hunter, and I really liked it.
I saw it.
Like a big CG trailer walking through a forest, and people were chasing it.
I saw it Thursday.
Wednesday.
It's on Netflix. Yes. It's on streaming. Yes. Watch it. Really good movie. I was very surprised by it. I thought it would be campy, but no, it was done well.
Apparently, I actually started it before because when I had started it at work, when I played it at work, it was already like 10 minutes into it. I think I may have put it on before, and I just stopped and walked away from it.
I wonder why.
It's foreign, isn't it? It is. It's foreign.
Yeah,
is it subtitled or?
It's subtitled.
Yeah, but it's getting remade. Like put Troll Hunter remake, U.S. remake.
He's
I forgot who's
it
on
up
it.
Online.
I saw the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Fincher one.
Both. I've seen both.
Okay. Keep looking.
Hello.
I know. I turned you down.
I wouldn't do anything. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, but you can hear that clickety clack, like clickety clack.
That.
Yeah.
I'm getting Bud to heal. One click.
Christopher Columbus is producing it. The guy who did Harry Potter.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy who
discovered.
I was like, wow, he's still alive, man. Yeah, but Troll Hunter. I heard a good review from someone who hates everything. So I was like, well, I'll check it out. It's on Netflix streaming, and I watched it. I was very impressed by it. It was very well done. It's sort of like what Blair Witch could have been.
Oh, it's in that style? It's in the...
Yeah.
It's
found footage. Found
shaky
footage.
Cam?
Yeah, it's found footage all the way through, yeah.
And I, honestly...
Oh, you got to give it a try, though.
You do.
I didn't want to watch it because of that, but...
They made it work.
I'm not a fan of shaky cam. Like, quarantine,
It's not all the time.
Okay.
It's
the only shaky cam that I really like was probably District 9, and that was kind of a little shaky. And
are they going to make a sequel to that?
I have no idea, but I really liked
that
it.
That was a fun movie.
That was great.
And, yeah.
That's, like, the only shaky cam movie. I don't know if it does kind of qualify, because I got a headache from it. But what was the other one? Cloverfield, dude.
No. I'm saying
Cloverfield.
This is what Cloverfield should have done.
Oh man, because Cloverfield gave you no exposition.
No, not at all. It gave you reference points. They showed the monster.
That wasn't exposition though. That was just like a payoff. Finally, it's like an hour into the movie, you see the stupid monster.
Well, no. I'm talking about the trolls.
But that was like
Trolls. You see the trolls right off.
Yeah.
Within the first 30 minutes, you see a troll.
They don't shy away from like, oh, here's a glimpse of it. You know, the rest is up to your imagination.
So there's a couple of them? The trailer seems like there's one big one.
Three or four.
There's different kinds.
There's different kinds. It's a very, very cool movie.
It's not campy.
I thought it would be campy.
It wasn't campy. And I was actually going to text you, and I was going to put... mountain trolls apparently have penises for noses.
Yeah, they do. That was funny. Yeah, how he was right there and he kept farting on him.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually a really good movie.
The mountain king troll was like, wow, that was just beautifully done, and it looked so real.
It looked very well done.
The CG, I've seen the trailer, and I thought the CG in the trailer on the troll itself looked pretty good because it's big, it's huge.
They did a lot of good stuff, like as far as explaining certain things.
They explained everything.
That you're like, oh.
Because there's a guy who's doing it, and they just interviewed him, basically, and he gave them, He was disgruntled. There you go.
And, you know, he just basically says, he goes, you know what? He goes, fuck this job, pretty much is what he said. He goes, you know what? You want to see what I do? Come on.
You just got to do everything.
You have to do exactly what I say when I say it. And, you know, and they, of course, they're hesitant at first, but they're in there like later on just like he was gospel, you know, because it made them survive. But it was really nice.
So what's the premise of it? It's kind of like Gorillas in the Mist, kind of, where a guy takes the whole thing.
It starts as
you'll hear that in the edit. It is a
college project, and these characters are you're kind of trying to look into this unexplained these poachers that are doing these killing the local bear population outside of the regulations and stuff like that. So they're looking into that, and they're trying to find out who's poaching these. So they're trying to track it down, and then they see this one guy. They suspect him because he comes and goes very mysteriously, kind of thing. And then they eventually kind of follow him, and he's just like, "Get away from me! Get the fuck away from me! Get away from me!" And eventually, he just says, "You know what? All right, fine. You know, because eventually, they see what happens, and it goes from there, and it gets really interesting. It does a good story. It doesn't leave you like, well, how the fuck do they do? What's the? It doesn't leave you any question marks. It ties everything up nicely, and it doesn't make you feel dumb.
A nice little package.
Yeah. It doesn't oversimplify it.
I'll check it out. I mean, it's
worth a watch. Absolutely.
I didn't know that. I've seen the trailer probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago, but I was wondering. I was like, well, it's never going to get released here. But I saw it. I was actually going to pay per view it here because it was like, well, it's same as theaters, something like that, or in theaters.
Oh, really?
But it was. She was like $10.
So yeah, $10.
Well, it was first run. No, it was coming out. And before I did the theater run, like at the Angelica or, you know, something like that. But I did that for the one I was saying with David Hyde Pierce, the dinner guest.
Yeah.
It's on streaming right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I saw it.
Is it? Okay.
He plays a really good part. David Hyde Pierce. Mm-hmm. He plays a very, very cool character. I mean, not cool, but it's an interesting character he plays. And he does it very well.
Inside Troll Hunter.
Yes. Yes, okay. It's a movie within a movie.
Okay.
No. He's talking about the David Hyde Pierce movie.
Gotcha.
And when we were talking about Troll Hunter, which you really should watch Troll Hunter.
I am 100% going to take a look at Troll Hunter. I'll probably do that tonight.
Yeah,
or if anything, tomorrow morning when my kids are out and my wife's sleeping.
Sleeping?
Sliping.
She slipes.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
She slipes. I already did.
Earlier. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's get to your list.
Okay. First one is the Charlie Sheen meltdown in February.
Man, that seems like years ago.
It really, really does. Same thing with him and his goddesses living in his houses. And
yeah. Winning.
Dude, that was so funny.
That was funny for like an hour and a half.
Dude, it was funny for like
I'm guilty of tweeting that. So
did you really?
I tweeted winning a couple times, I think. What? Winning.
Winning. Did you see the interview, the 2020 interview?
Yeah,
that
of course.
Aired? Dude, uh-huh. That was like the best shit ever. It was.
Well, the interesting thing is they tried to portray him as being crazy, but he was saying just stuff that made sense. That was the
Tiger
sad,
Blood?
Not the Tiger Blood stuff. But he was talking about how just not having to conform to anything or anything. You know, I really like American ideals, but those have been so made to look so disgusting over this past year. Dude. That you have any sort of a thought of that. That's not straight down the barrel. It's oh, you're weird.
On this topic, I have a confession.
Oh, he's coming out of the closet, everybody.
Coming
out of the closet. This is a big one.
I went to his, goddamn, what was it called?
Oh, you went to the show.
Yes, I went to the show.
Oh, how was it?
Dude, it was awesome.
Okay. It was the roast, right?
Yes. No. Well, the second half
of it. Were they still doing the roast at that point?
Yes.
With Jeffrey Ross?
Yes.
Oh.
That was the best part of the show. A Violent Torpedo of Death. I think, was that what?
Yeah, a Violent Torpedo of Death.
Dude, it was hilarious. I thought it was the best shit ever. I laughed like the whole time. Charlie Sheen was on stage for about maybe 30 minutes just talking.
Really? That's all?
Yeah,
Was he interesting at least? I mean, were the stories or he was just like rambling on?
It was divided. When I went, it was divided in three sections. The first section was him talking, and then he had like a big screen where he showed like a couple of his previous roles. And they showed him like on this big TV thing, and he was just kind of like talking crap about it and what that experience meant to him.
Yeah.
Like he had like Minute Work, and he was talking all kinds of crazy shit about Minute Work and shit like that.
He worked with his brother.
And then he had a 30-minute Q&A with the audience, which was I thought was hilarious. It was just the question.
Was like coming off the top of his head, or is he riffing with them and shit like that?
Well, the Q&A, or it seemed like...
Not the Q&A. I'm talking about like the other stuff.
It seemed like it was coming off the top of his head. It didn't seem scripted.
Okay.
Because it was just a whole bunch of stuff, and he was just talking shit about just kind of like his movies and where his career went and shit like that. And then the Q&A I thought was really funny because he was hilarious on the Q&A. Every time they asked him a question, he'd always rip on the question. It was funny. And then it ended with the roast. And the roast was hilarious. It was kind of almost the same material as the Comedy Central one.
But No.
Very, very funny stuff.
I'll get some in a minute.
What did you think about it, Steve? About the whole Charlie Sheen situation?
Man, part of me, well, I was kind of like, yeah, Charlie Sheen's funny. I was like, but then I look back and I was like, he was in Hot Shots. I left my balls off in that movie.
Dude, he was in...
He was in a lot of funny movies.
Hot Shots, Part Deux.
Part Deux. I knew you had to say Deux.
He got the chicken. Remember he shot the chicken with the bone arrow.
And also, like, in Wall Street, he was fucking good in Wall Street, dude. I mean...
At one point, he was, like, a really good actor.
Dude, Platoon. You know, I mean, he did... It's not... You know, but I guess he got to a point where he was like, fuck it. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, get tired and... But... Well, I mean, he was fucking... He had fuck you money.
Yeah.
Oh, at the end, definitely. I mean...
Well, I mean, even before he did Two and a Half Men, and then Two and a Half Men blew up.
And he's the highest paid actor ever. Like, yeah. I mean, like... I'm,
like $2.5 million per episode. That's
per
what he did episode.
Episode. And you're doing, like, as many as 22 episodes a season.
Yep.
And it was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm fucking tearing out walls out of the fucking hotel and, you know, doing crazy amounts of cocaine off of strippers' asses. You know, it's like, why? Because I can!
One of the fucking goddesses was a porn star, dude. I mean...
Weren't all of them porn stars or strippers or something?
One of them was a porn star, and I don't know what the hell the other one was.
That was the one that was in the closet, right? And then when she was... Because he was like, I'm trapped in the closet, and Charlie Sheen's going crazy. Wasn't that one of the stories?
But no, they're like trying to make him a drugged out weirdo.
Yeah, they try to make him look
crazy. But they're like showing him like... The guy, like, works out nonstop while he's, like, fucking constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they even gave him a drug test. On 2020, they gave him a drug test right then and there, and he passed it. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, he's just... He got at the point, I guess, so he's just like, fuck it.
But he fucking sounded crazy, though, dude. I mean...
You know what? All that shit got him... He's still popular. Everybody, like... I don't know, but Two and a Half Men, it was barely watchable when it was, I mean, you know, on the air with him. He did make it palatable.
I've never seen it in all. I've never seen an episode.
You're not missing anything.
It's not. I mean, if it's on and there's nothing else on to do, you're like, oh, okay. You know, but at the same time, you know, yeah, tune in to go see the one with Ashton Kutcher replacing.
I never watched the cast.
It was fucking atrocious, dude.
Yeah, I would assume so.
And it's like, yeah, Charlie Sheen did kind of keep that laugh building up that pace, but the one with Ashton Kutcher is just awful.
I just don't like Ashton Kutcher.
Nah.
I just don't.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That actually brings up the next topic. Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Demi Moore, getting a divorce because he was cheating on her. Any thought on it? Just Just skip it because it's shit. Nah. It's stupid. Casey Anthony.
Thank goodness she got out of jail. She was vindicated, in my opinion.
Those titties do not need to be locked up.
No.
She did.
Dude, did you see the picture on I Like Girls Daily? They're like Casey Anthony. There was a chick on there that looked like Casey Anthony with her legs spread open, just like showing her vag.
She's like, hey, this is where little Haley Kay came from, then I just killed her.
But, you know.
Dude, that's fucked up. But awesome.
I didn't kill a baby.
Neither did Casey Anthony, according to the state law. Lisa was saying that she
supposedly moved to Pasadena.
There was rumor that she was in the Houston area.
I did. I actually remember that. I don't know if it was Pasadena. I just remember the Houston area.
No, it's Pasadena.
I thought you were going to say I looked her up.
Oh, God. Nancy Grace. I think that was the biggest thing I remember about.
Man, I wish she would have killed Nancy Grace. She's whenever there's a dead baby in Florida, she's...
Her nipples get like at least a full 6 inches out.
When you drive into Florida, they just hand you a dead baby.
And an orange.
They
give you a basket of baby and oranges. Which one will make it home before it expires? Who knows?
What's the difference between a dead baby and a Porsche? I only have one of those in my garage.
I love those.
Yeah, it was a good show. I saw it on Tosh.
Yeah.
I think that, like, every time when Casey Anthony was just fucking huge, that was, like, all over the news. You couldn't turn anywhere, internet, TV-wise, radio, talking about it.
I didn't know anything about it. And really? I successfully avoided it until the verdict.
Even that was huge. And then when she was not guilty, I mean, that was like another whole shit.
I glare at you every time you're not talking to the mic.
Pull up some pictures of her. Casey Anthony, pull up.
Dude, I know. She's not bad looking. She's actually attractive.
Dude, she was fucking hot.
Except like when she was in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had to make her look kind of wholesome. Like, she was on trial for her life.
They dressed her down quite a bit.
Oh, dude, they're trying to hide them titties. They're like, no, if anything, you should push them out more.
There was a...
See, look at that.
And good thing we're on your iPad, on your internet, looking for Casey Anthony pictures.
Hold on, let's go ahead and turn on
private browsing.
Private browsing.
But it's still going to be logged in on the on the Xfinity Sieg Heil network.
It's like also another thing, I brought up Nancy Grace, and the thing with her is just I actually watched a show of hers during this whole situation, and that's all she kept. She just kept condemning this bitch. It was like a month away from being over.
Mommy killer, what was she called?
Yeah,
her? What the fuck she called her?
Yeah.
I mean, this case wasn't even, I mean, it's like she just was just guilty already. And I know, like, I didn't know much about it at the time. Didn't know much about it at the time. And then this bitch was just already condemning her. And it's just the way she was doing it was extremely condescending. Mm-hmm. I mean, now that I know more of the facts, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, the fact is she's free.
Yep.
So what's the problem, Oscar?
I didn't necessarily make them to the right proportion because I didn't make the oil to bring out the potency. So I just basically put raw. You know, because I was like, you know what? Anyways, like, fuck it. And I was like, I'm not gonna waste more. Yeah. So
you told me there weren't.
I put in.
I'm glad I didn't. Try.
I put in about an eighth. So. What?
According.
Nah, not, fuck it.
Well, that's. I'm let's kidding. Keep going with it.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next topic.
Because you're starting to sidebar, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Okay.
That's why I have Oscar here, because I can't reel you in sometimes.
Japanese earthquake and tsunami.
That was huge.
Yeah. Man.
And from what I understand, the Japanese government's completely lying to the populace of how much radiation's there. Basically, the north part of Japan is gone.
Really?
It's completely irradiated, and it'll be better in about 10 to 15,000 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, no, they said to get the levels down around Fukushima, it will take at least 30 years before it becomes somewhat near safe levels, but not exactly at safe levels. But anyway, they're starting to find these seals that are coming up that are are irradiated.
Well, they're finding that birds are eating seeds and then flying over to their migratory places, like in New Zealand, and crapping, and all of those are irradiated craps, basically.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy.
Is this going to get flushed through the entire
world? The entire world will die from this.
That is
so
crazy.
The Pacific is dead and the Gulf is dead, and
but again, the Earth will cleanse itself.
You got kids, Oscar, something to look forward to.
Well, remember this
fucking reactor that they had, we can never turn it off.
No, it's gone. It's going on.
It's like
forever.
Once it started, it's
forever.
Exactly, forever. I mean,
forever.
But you know, going back to that whole spacey thing, where basically the Earth will not skip a beat because 10,000 years to the Earth is. Because
this is all natural material anyway.
Oh, yeah,
we just refined it, but it exists naturally anyway. There's radiation in the ground here.
But that's true.
Normally,
but it's in different. You know, obviously livable.
It's much.
I mean,
smaller.
It's too small to even.
Well, that's what radon is. And when you dig into the ground, anytime you dig into the ground, you release some sort of radiation because that's what soil does when it decays. It creates radiation, but it.
What are you, some sort of radiation doctor? Radiology or?
Yeah, Rudy.
Man.
That would be Rudyology. That's my Twitter feed, everyone.
Ah.
Rudiology.
Mm. I thought a lot of the footage was amazing. Like, the water.
Just washing over those farms.
Yes, that and the freaking freeways
dude, again,
and the cars.
You have a device that brings up these things.
But
so
we're talking about it, so
I know,
there's the charm of us going, wow, did you see that?
Painting pictures with our minds.
Exactly.
A lot of the footage was amazing.
It was a huge amount of footage for this.
Like, yes, there was.
You know the reason why the whole scarcity, because you remember at the same time, that's when the iPad was released.
Yeah.
And there was a huge scarcity and such a demand for the iPads that, remember, everybody was standing in line. They're on back order.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, there was a huge ship packed with iPads destined for America and Japan in a port. And just pretty much got obliterated. And that was the same thing with the hard drives. For a while,
hard drive prices went up, and they're still sort of relatively high for what they should be.
Yep, they're in the sea of Japan on the seabed of the sea. I can't say those. You know.
So and all that material, it's still dispersing in. It's still
in
the middle.
Even the trash
of the
is starting to wash up in California. Well, all along the east coast,
Canada, Vancouver.
Back to the seals. But they're saying the radiation is showing up in these seals that do migrate back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming up in Alaskan waters. And what do these seals eat when they're in Alaska? Salmon. So they're saying they're finding starting to find radiation in the salmon as well. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And Alaska produces, they said, like, what, 90% of the world's salmon or something like that? Like, a fucking ridiculous amount.
Yeah, the majority of the salmon passed through there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we pretty much just obliterated almost all the other types of fish out there.
We've destroyed. We're overfishing, and now we've destroyed everything in the Pacific, so.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge fucking swirling trash mass out there in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm.
Which ocean?
The Pacific Ocean.
Which Pacific Ocean are you talking about? And the Gulf. From what I understand, the Gulf, they closed that one hole, but it split that entire section, so oil is seeping out everywhere, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So the Gulf is basically...
We fucked the Earth up good this year.
When that was last year, too. So summer, we took out the Gulf. This summer... this spring, actually, it happened. Mm-hmm. That's
Pacific.
When that happened.
Yep.
So in the Pacific.
Pacific.
So, yeah, the Gulf has been destroyed completely. The food from the Gulf is basically going to be inedible. If it isn't already, it probably
isn't.
Maybe
this is what the Mayans were told.
Well, that's the interesting thing. History. The saying is it will end in a whimper and not in an explosion or something like that. The world will end.
Aren't we the Rome of our time?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we've expanded completely. The wars have raged on with Iraq is quote unquote over. But
dude, you see how much violence is breaking out there. The Sunnis and Shiites.
Well, it's a vacuum.
Yeah, it's like you take out one crazy guy who kept all the other crazies in check.
Well, let's go over that one: the death of Muammar Gaddafi and
about Iraq.
Well, I have a time track.
Who's Iraq?
Okay, we'll go to that one.
Arab Spring then. Yeah, let's go through time then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Arab Spring is extremely important in two ways. A lot of dictators fell, and...
Emulsification was a spark that set off all the rage in Middle East.
What?
The guy who set himself on fire. Ed Vinder?
Where was that?
That was in Egypt.
Was it in Egypt?
I believe it was in Egypt.
Okay, I remember when that happened. That started with WikiLeaks.
With Muzambark.
Oh, that's right, the WikiLeaks thing.
WikiLeaks, we're like saying, oh yeah, by the way, all these guys are corrupt and everything.
Oh, did you see how that guy's trying to get out of getting court-martialed for all of the access to the fucking files that he leaked out?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Anyway, he was.
Has he reached the end of the girls and now he's working on the boys?
No, that's just a kid who hates him because he's everything that he's not.
Dude, he looks gay.
Dude.
And you turn and you got scared when
we said turn it out.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We're back. To the Simpsons.
I had no part in that. That was not me.
So the last episode of The Walking Dead, Steve has still not watched it. It's been a month and a half almost. So the last episode of The Walking Dead for the first part of the season, we open up the barn and the zombies pour out.
Yes.
Did they kill the old man?
No. They restrained the old man and they shot all the people. They find the little girl, and the little girl is one of the zombies he captured.
Dude, it was awesome.
It was
ever,
awesome.
The best thing about that...
And the cop, the first... Remember how the first scene of the first show, he shot the little girl? And it was like, oh, wow, that's cool. He did the same thing, but it was now that little girl that we've known.
Wow.
So it brings a completely different dynamic to him shooting a little girl.
The best thing about that episode, honestly, is just Shane just really loses it.
Yeah, like, that's when it all starts.
It's such a great build-up.
I think it gets you going to a point where you just go into primal stage.
Look, Shane was this bud in the background chewing on a bottle.
No, it's a plastic bottle. He thinks you're going
to Oscar is the comedy of errors trying to chase him around. The Keystone Cop. Yeah, there's a corpse on TV. That's nice.
Hey, Walking Dead.
Hey.
Walking Dead.
But we are talking about the dead.
But he's not moving. So we have our list going still. We were talking about...
We'll go with the death of Amy Winehouse.
No. No?
No.
You can edit that part out, Oscar. Terrible, but not shocking. That was the sad part of it.
Yeah, she didn't have anything in her system, didn't she, or something like that?
She did, didn't she? She had some kind of something.
Wasn't it that she was going on cold turkey, and that's what took her out or something? Or
poultry did that to her?
Edit that part out.
It will be edited.
Which Oscar keeps telling me he's edited things, and then I never get the file.
I have four edited... Next week, you're going to have a flash drive of like five.
I'll bring my laptop and I'll load them in right then and there.
Cool.
Hmm.
Death of Winehouse. Not surprised she's dead.
Not surprised she's dead. Amazing voice, though. She did have a great voice.
She is no Adele.
I don't like that.
She wasn't. Well, yeah, it's.
I'm not a fan of that type of music, dude. Every time
I'm not a fan of the music either. Do I look like I'm a fan of that music? No, but.
Makes
you
me
want to
cut myself, dude. I mean, it's like
really?
Depressing ass music.
But that's the whole point. Like, that's like Billie Holiday type.
Or what's that big bitch? The nose? Norah Jones. That's like that type of music.
Does she have a crazy nose? She didn't have a big nose.
Norah Jones. She's just like a Juno's, right?
even Steven made a face at that.
I'm not a fan of that type of music.
I do prefer Adele a bit more music.
It's depressing, dude. Like
I guess that's why I like it.
Yeah. Like, what is that other one where...
But she had the throat surgery. Her vocal cords were bleeding.
Yep. Yeah. She canceled all of her U.S. tour this year.
She was coming to Houston.
Yep, she was coming to Houston, and she canceled her complete tour.
She can't sing.
Yeah, she couldn't sing. She could have had it all.
That is the song that really shits
Don't
me off, dude.
Judge me. I was once like you. Where were we?
Death of Amy Winehouse. You could have had it all.
You could have had it all. Okay, so... okay, what's next on the list there?
Next on the list would be... I have...
Cavazos?
I'm on a couple of deaths. The deaths of Bin Laden.
which was sort of fun, but completely legal. And if he really was a war criminal, you'd take him to The Hague. But hey, thanks for illegally.
Just let it go, man.
No, because there is a point where you have to have a rule of law. And if you're really so worried about law all of a sudden, you capture him and you take him to The Hague, period.
That was Michael Moore's port, his point. Michael Moore
port.
Got into
his
a big argument with Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Hasselbeck's an idiot.
She is an idiot, but she was. Michael Moore's point was that anytime you have a criminal, you don't go in and kill them because they have rights. You take them to the jury, you find them guilty, and then you...
You find them guilty, and then you hang him. That's fine.
That was Michael Moore's point.
If he's so bad, we can just kill him, and then we hang him, we put on pay-per-view, and everybody watches it, everybody makes money off it, blah, 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 and there you go.
There was all...
If he is truly a war criminal, like they said. Even they gave the nonsense to Saddam. They gave Saddam a quote-unquote trial. I mean,
where
he
wanted to be shot. He didn't want to be hung like a common, you know, person. He wanted, as a president of the country, he demanded to get shot.
Get shot,
by a firing squad.
Hasselbeck's point was that that is the right of an American citizen, where he wasn't an American citizen, so why should we...
That's international law. That's why The Hague exists. That's what international courts do. That's how the Nuremberg trials were held.
So you don't agree with the going in and killing him?
I understand why we did it. I disagree with the methodology. If he truly is a disgusting criminal, which, I mean, everything pointed basic towards him, I'm not saying he was innocent at all.
But
take him into a court of law, you try him, whether or not it's a fake blah blah blah. You give this illusion of trial at the very least, and then you hang him.
Yeah, I consider myself somewhat liberal, but you're way ultra liberal than I am.
Yeah,
you're like extremely left wing on your side.
Well, no, it's called law, and you follow it or you shut up. Period.
Calm down.
No, I can't calm down. I have nothing else to be passionate about anymore. Let me have this.
Life is beating me down. I'm in my 30s. It's downhill from here.
Yeah, it's all downhill.
There was also, right after the death of bin Laden, there was controversy whether or not they should have released the photos.
There was controversy. Well, now you have all of the nut jobs saying, oh, well, they didn't do it. He's been dead for many years and they knew about it. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing this as a PR stunt. B, they didn't kill him. And it was all fake to begin with.
Do you think they should have released the photos?
Yes.
Do you think they should have released the photos, Steve?
I think they should have, but I understand why he didn't.
I think they were...
In a perfect world, that something like that can totally be out there. And, you know, yeah, we should be able to do it. But in a time we're technically not at war, but we're at war in a sense, because we do have guys out there. And I consider that's a fucking war. And, you know, whatever, how you want to legalize it or whatever, it's never declared by Congress. Yeah, it never has, but it's not really a war, but it is a war. And to give any sort of propaganda to show that their leader being slain, they can use it.
But they had footage for 2 or 3 hours of people standing in front of the White House singing the national anthem. They had Congress people standing in front of the steps of Congress singing the national anthem. They had all of these people just screaming and shouting over the quote-unquote death of bin Laden.
Jingoism,
when all you had to do...
Jingoism. It's the same thing with anything else. I mean,
but all you had to do was put out a picture. Here is this severed head in a greasy paper bag done.
But you're looking at it through filtered eyes, where you want to see everybody, you want everybody to see the way you do. It, again, I'm going to relay this all back to comic books, because
the Hulk.
Oh, we can do Hulk Corner. Okay, yeah, no, go for it. That's what this is all for, anyway.
Well, anyway, as far as Magneto, where he got to the point where
who's Magneto?
Magneto.
I don't know.
In the X-Men universe.
Okay.
Magneto is Malcolm X to. to Professor X's Martin Luther King. That's the way you would compare them. And
yeah, I said it. What? And
I don't know.
So
and, okay. Anyway,
Magneto, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Professor X is saying, you know, give it time. Everything will eventually work itself out, you know, through, you know, peaceful means, through negotiation. There's no reason to fight. Magneto is like, no, everything, they're never going to listen. It's human nature. You want to destroy something that is different. It is, you're not going to go against nature, you know, basically explain and sees the world for what it is, how just shit-tastic it is and just the horrors in it, because he's gone through them all. He's like, this will never change. There'll just be a new group to persecute. Then there's going to be, you know, they're still going to always come after us, you know, and I wish you could see it for what I see it as just a brutal place that these people deserve no mercy.
So what's the connection to the death of Bin Laden with Magneto?
He's hopefully you're tying it together, right?
Well, I'm tying it together as far as like you.
We have plenty of time.
No, the way you're looking at it is, because that's what I'm saying, is Magneto, after a certain point, he just stopped. He said, "Fuck it, I'm done. I can't."
So
do
like
it
the blue guy from Watchmen, what was his name?
Dr. Manhattan.
Didn't Dr. Manhattan do the same thing?
In a way,
didn't
yes.
he say, "I'm leaving"? You know, if they blame it all on me, that's fine.
Yeah,
I can
go
away.
Yeah, he went to Mars.
He went to Mars.
Never get to him.
Yeah,
he was whining.
Well, no, I mean, that's a totally different universe. You're not letting me tie it together.
Okay, I'll finish yours, and then I want to talk about
what
you
say. What I'm saying is, like, you are.
Okay.
I'm saying you're pretty much like Magneto, where you just, like, you see the world, everything, as the way it is, and you're like, can't you see it for what it is, the evils that it is? You don't see what I see, you know, and you're just like, eventually, you say, you know what, fuck y'all. I can't talk to you guys anymore. There's no more reasoning with you. I'm just going to live out in fucking Asteroid M. That's what he does. He just goes off that far.
What's the rant like there?
Huh?
Nothing. Go on.
Well, I'll say that's the way you see your ultra liberal ways. You're just like, why don't you people see this? But you got to look for the other side of the reasoning, as far as like, I know why they did this.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh no, I know the other side.
Yeah, I'm just
gonna stick on my side because I'm tired of fighting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, no, I understand.
Yeah. So
and the same thing with atheism. It's like, okay, I don't believe in God. If you want to believe it, I'm sick of you. I'm not gonna talk to you.
I like the whole tie-in with trolls. That was a cool tie-in with trolls.
What was that?
Troll Hunter.
Remind me.
The Christian blood.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was really good.
That was really good.
You got to see that movie, dude.
You have to see it. You really. Did we talk about it on the podcast?
No, we did. We started out the podcast.
Okay,
that
is that how
was like the very first thing we talked about.
It seems like a long time ago.
Maybe it's just you're getting my second hand.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, wait.
So,
not releasing the photos ties back to Professor X being bald.
Well, no, I'm
remember
saying.
Now you're talking to someone who knows all the comic books. To me, you explain the concept, which is, I understand. To him, now he wants the real time because he knows every bit of the comic book like you do.
So
Oscar does, I mean.
So I'm just saying that we're never going to see the world, you know, the way that he sees it. You and I understand kind of the reason why I agree with the reason why he didn't release the photos. In a perfect world, the world that he wants to live in, where everybody's responding to laws, everybody is, you know, being...
I get what
you know,
you're saying.
You know, that's... Okay, you get the correlation where I'm going with there.
My view on whether they should have released the photos...
Do you think they should have?
I would have liked them to have, or as that definite proof, but I can understand the reason.
That's my point.
I would have liked them to. However,
definite proof.
I think they should have maybe isolated it in one section to where maybe have like a private building and people come in and look at it. You know what I mean? Because if they just released it like all on the internet, that is a little.
But it would have gotten out on the internet anyway.
I think they should have controlled it to where they put it like in a building. If anybody who wants to see it can go and see it, no footage, no cameras,
match.
Government lock it down. Because if you put it on the internet, you're kind of putting
pee
a target on the U.S.
Pee in the ocean. You can't get it back.
You're kind of putting a target on the U.S., and I don't really...
But there already is a target on the U.S.
Yeah, but it would have really sparked a big-ass fire for more terrorists to
but
bomb
how,
us.
But how much bigger
more.
Are two towers falling on us
but
on
we've
a
locked
bright
down,
September morning?
But we've really locked down...
Dude,
no, we haven't. There's an illusion of locking down. Just because you take your shoes off in the airport doesn't mean... No, we need to have... Fodder. It's boring most of the time. I listen to all these things, and it gets really boring in the middle of it. Somebody's yelling at least. We can do something with it, right, Oscar? He edits them at least. But no, you have the illusion of security, the illusion of freedom. It's not there. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as that. If somebody's going to do it, they're going to do it. And we've gone through all of this crap about...
But I think you're making the job extremely harder for the terrorists to do that. And by opening...
No, no, it's not any harder. You can still do it.
We'll,
don't roll your
we'll
eyes.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll agree that you're a moron.
Dude, I don't
that.
Agree. I don't agree.
Y'all need some RPGs. I know, nigga.
I'm happy living in my illusion, I guess.
Yeah, you are. You are. You're really happy, apparently.
His name my vote is counts.
Muhammad Rafi.
No.
Oh, my vote counts.
And when did you vote last time?
Yeah,
no you went, didn't. Went exact... We all said like two podcasts ago. We don't.
My vote
anymore.
Counts. I voted for Obama, and he's in there right now.
Did you?
Of me.
Did you really vote for him? Though?
Nah, I didn't. No. Vote for
did you vote at all? That.
Nah,
that
don't, it, no. My vote don't count.
That was my last time I'm voting, and that's.
I told you. I just like at this point. I'm just like.
I'm disillusioned, but I still
totally.
Will. No, but and people, I've been told, well, you don't vote, so you can't have. No, I pay taxes.
Yeah.
So therefore, I still, as a matter of fact, I'm paying for all of this, so I get to say what's going on.
Yeah.
That's my argument always. Like, no, I pay taxes. So therefore, unless you don't want to have me pay taxes, I'll gladly not pay taxes and keep my mouth shut. The song is I'm putting money into the system, I will speak out against it.
I get your points here.
Just shut Rudy up.
Next topic. Next topic, the death of Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-il.
Ill.
Kim Jong-un, that guy. Team America guy.
Kim Jong-un is...
Un is his son.
He just got... Actually, today he was actually officially made... Command, supreme commander, or something like that, over the military.
Well,
the military.
That sounds
yeah,
funny.
He's commander of the military because his grandfather is still in charge of the country, technically, even though his grandfather died in the 90s. So basically, what's going? They have a ghost, quote unquote, a ghost or a dead person ruling the country still.
He's Ronery.
Which I need to rewatch Team America because there's so many jokes from Team America that I was like. Oh, I sort of remember. I have it on DVD, and I just need to rewatch it.
The funniest thing about that movie is those goddamn cats, dude. I lost my shit on those goddamn cats. It's like when they released the Panthers and fucking two kittens came out, and yeah. I lost my shit. I laughed for like 10 minutes, and I couldn't stop it. It was like your fit during fucking Kung Pao.
Dude,
I had one
me,
of those.
It was Matt and Jimmy, my buddy Jimmy. We all went to go see it. And we
Team America?
Yeah. And we
America
were just completely just bombed out of our heads before we went in there. It was like, you know, we smelled like Otto's jacket. And
right back to the scene.
And yeah, so anyway, we were just laughing our asses off. And there's nobody in there because it was like nobody wants to go see a marionette movie. But I was like, no, you have to. It's just ridiculous. Like the sex scenes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
He shit on her. There's like scat. Yeah. Puppet scat. You're like, that's just...
Didn't it get an NC-17 originally?
They
had to cut it because he was eating her ass. There was like a scene where he was like,
they're peeing on each other.
How?
Anyway.
Maybe he called somebody's son retarded or something.
Wow.
Death of Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was
oh
earlier.
No, man,
dude.
That was too easy. Come on.
Him
that
dying.
Was earlier in the year, though. That was before Kim Jong Il, though.
It was. I wrote.
But he
of
died
order.
Of. It's like
he had
a
heart attack
and...
right when he was driving his car and crashed the car.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of crazy.
I think he stepped into a Slim Jim way too early.
Next topic.
Death of Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. That was huge.
That was
not
huge.
Not unexpected, but
you know what?
Yeah, but somebody's at the door.
Pause it.
And we're back.
So as I've gotten older, approaching Homer's age.
This is Steve talking.
Yes, I will. Pretty much, got the haircut of Homer, and the 5 o'clock perpetual 5 o'clock shadow. I've somehow been able to rock that and make that my look, and nobody ever actually says anything to me to stop growing it, so I usually can let it work. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
I thought you had something more to that.
Not really.
So, Oscar and I are friends on Facebook, and the other person you've heard on this podcast before, Mike, is on Facebook now.
Gamboa.
Gamboa. So, Steve, you have a Facebook account. So, I mean, you should start using it. Just tie it to your Twitter and just say if most the most offensive things you can think of on it. That's I don't really care if I offend anybody or anything on it. So,
that's offense like, is taken, not given.
That's true.
Hmm. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing to bring that right up is a shot of tequila. Eh?
No.
One shot.
Mm-mm.
Just one.
No.
It'll get out of your system really quick.
Yeah, back through my mouth.
You'd be such a pussy.
Well, I've got to get pop filters for these things. Because I caught myself going, pop, pop, pop.
Back
and you just went, pop.
Back to our year end. Borders.
My. Did all of them close?
Every single one. Borders went completely out of business this year.
Yeah. It's so expensive. Everything was list price.
Yep.
They didn't discount anything.
No, dude.
Everything. Even their movies. You buy Blu-ray, it's $39.95 in there.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you go to Best Buy right across the street, it'll be like $14.95 or $21.95.
Is it like buying videos at Suncoast at the mall?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like Suncoast has some cool shit.
Suncoast.
But they had it at the exact retail value. They didn't mark their shit down at all.
Yep. That's why they went out of business. And the same thing with Borders, man. Borders, it's like they didn't even try. I can see why they went out of business. And Amazon pretty much killed them, even with the Kindle. And Barnes & Noble's got the Nook now.
Kindle's sold huge amounts this...
this holiday, the fire?
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen a lot.
They're saying at one point they were selling a million a day or something like that. It was this huge.
Which one? Fire? The one that does the video and all that?
Yep, Fire. Yeah.
Didn't you say the Fire was...
It has a browser too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, nice.
Oscar knows more about this.
I've actually played with the Fire, and I'm not a fan.
Played with Fire, man.
It feels flimsy.
It's horrible.
Like, it doesn't... And there's like a delay. It's kind of like the original...
That compared to the one I've
He's
actually...
He's pointing to his iPad.
I've messed with the Android one, the Android Motorola Zoom. Exactly. Like the touch, like the delay, there's a delay in the response when you're like sliding or moving stuff around. Like on the iPad 2, there's no delay. It moves when you want it to move.
Exactly. And that's what
a huge like
first generation touchscreen when the iPhone came out, it was perfect. And then everyone else started competing. Like as far as like the smartphones, and they all sucked because there was that delay. Every time you slide your finger, there was like a 1 second delay before the screen caught up with your finger.
Yeah, and even though it's only 1 second, it's still annoying, dude.
My first HTC phone sucked.
It knocks you.
He's reading a joke. This is an Oscar type joke. A funny thing is to dress up as a rabbit and wish everyone a happy New Year. It's a joke on Twitter. It's not my joke. It's Dave Hill on Twitter. It's a stupid pun, and I love those things. I don't know why.
Wordplay.
And I showed it to Oscar because I knew that sounded exactly like Oscar.
Oscar would like those Chip-isms.
Yeah, it's true. He would.
Do you know who Chip is? Chip Chipperson? Well, his name is Lyle
now
Chip
that I
Chipperson.
I smell those fries, now I'm craving those stupid fries, but I'm not going to eat those.
Ugh, they're not good at all. But go to YouTube and put in Chip Chipperson.
Let's not get sidetracked here. So, let's get back to our list. We will do this, Steve. But
okay. All right. My bad.
Yeah, because we're starting to get off the Steve here.
Occupy Wall Street. That was like another big thing this year.
Of course, I support it.
Because of your terrible joke.
Well, no. That was actually a riff off of Harlan Williams. Because Harlan Williams said that, and he's like, I dressed up like an octopus and went down and asked, and they all started beating me up. He did it. He did it really well.
That's like the one thing, like this whole Occupy Wall Street thing. I don't get it. I don't get it. What exactly are they protesting?
They don't know either.
I mean, I guess they're just when I first
I understand what they're the concept, but there was no.
If you have a head, if you have a leader, they will take him down or her down.
When this whole thing first started, and I thought they were just protesting how shitty stuff was, how expensive shit is, how the people are just getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. You know what I mean? I thought that was like they were originally protesting. Economy sucks. Let's do something about it. That's what I thought. But then I started reading on how they were fucking with people on Black Friday. You know, it's like...
That's propaganda. That never happened.
That never happened?
That never happened. Those are lies.
Seriously?
You have to remember who runs the media. You have to remember that corporations fund the media. Your mic is getting turned off. You have to remember who funds the media and who's getting paid to say what.
So you don't think that they actually did it?
No. Because I'm following the people that are doing the things on Twitter.
Okay. You have an inside track, an inside ear.
Well, it's not even an inside track. It's readily available for anyone.
Did you know that, what did you think about that guy who went and shot, was that in Houston?
Yeah, it was in Houston. They shot the seven people.
Yeah, or a dude just took an AK and went sprayed.
Well, I don't know if it was an AK, but yeah, he went and
it was some sort of...
He shot six people and then shot himself.
Yes.
Addressed to Santa after the people had opened their gifts.
That's fucking crazy.
He waited for them to arrive. They'd be there. Mm-hmm. Pulled out two guns and...
Was it two guns?
Two guns.
Okay.
Right before he offed himself. After he killed...
Already had a grenade launcher.
Did you hear the 911 call? He's just like, help.
Mm-hmm. I'm shooting people. Like, wow. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Dressed as Santa. Pretty fucking morbid.
Where did you get those wings from? Where did you buy them from, I mean?
I have no idea. I came home, they were magically there, warm on the stove.
Oh.
Magical wings.
The royal wedding? We care? No, we don't care.
That was so funny that day that it happened. I turned my Twitter on. I turned my Twitter on. Jeez, how old am I? I pulled up Twitter on my phone, and about 99% of the tweets were like, why are people talking about this? And then the other 1% was like, oh, look how beautiful the dress was. And those people I just don't follow anymore, so it's fine.
I don't care. I actually think she's not bad looking. There was a couple of pictures of her, like, in a bikini.
Her sister's hotter.
I've seen they're both.
Who's your sister? Pippa. That's right.
She is very.
Is she the one with the hat?
She has a yes. The hat.
It was the hat. Yeah.
I think she's very
incredible
attractive.
Incredible ass.
Kate was on some. I saw her like on a yacht. Mm-hmm. She has a nice little body on her. She's actually not a bad looking bitch. I'm all right with her.
I'm glad, and she's probably glad she'll hear about
like
this.
Prince Harry like banging like one of the.
I approve.
Charlize Theron or something like that.
Is she?
Some high ass caliber chick like that.
I would hope so.
Kim Kardashian's divorce.
72 days.
Do we care?
No.
I think it's fun to talk about that in the sense that gay marriage is still illegal. And then these people get married for 72 days. Like, just like Katy Perry.
That's another one.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand.
They filed for divorce. I think it was yesterday.
She made him file for divorce because she's so scared of her so-called God. That she was always taught that she can't, divorce is bad, so therefore she had him file for divorce.
That is so dickish of her.
It is. But she is a firework, so you gotta hand her that.
She has crazy good titties.
We're not.
You can't fault anybody for just, she opens her shirt a little bit and just shines.
I don't like you in that way, said Russell Brand's denim of heroin to kill a dragon. So what's next on the list there, Mabasos?
Give me one second. Going back to my list. We've pretty much killed everything that was on my list.
We've done about an hour.
I'm going to say the Iraq withdrawal. We started talking about that, but then I kind of rewalled. We didn't really talk much about it.
It was more along the lines of that was already mandated by the Bush administration.
I'd heard that.
Because we told you. That was when he threw the shoe.
Yes, you're right. I heard it from you.
Wow, it just went out.
Yeah, the light just went out over. Oh, wow. That means I will die next.
That signifies your death.
That would be funny if I died on the way home, though.
I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
but I'm the one with the recording when I take it home, so it will be the lost podcast.
Oprah Winfrey.
What about her?
This year was last year.
Oh, was it this year?
Yes, it was this year, the beginning of the year.
If you only have 1 year to live, make sure it was the year that Oprah was going off the air, because that was the longest year of your life.
Oh, yeah. Just like that joke.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter.
I didn't see the last one.
I haven't seen it. Yes. I'm like five or six movies behind.
I saw the next to the last one. Oh, no, I saw two ones before, and I didn't understand what was going on. And I figured I'd watch it again. I never got around
Fringle
to it.
Fringle Fraggle Pockets.
Yeah. And then they whispered the entire movie. I had it way up, and I was literally standing next to the TV.
Now,
I wish they talked that loud. They don't. And it's like,
The Order of the Phoenix? Is that?
I just couldn't get past the fact that it was basically kids pointing sticks at each other.
Pop filters, folks.
I actually, It is one of the series that has actually... Harry Potter, I've actually think, has gotten progressively better. Like, the first movie, dude, I hated the first one. It was so... For a five-year-old. It was so for a 10-year-old. I really felt that watching this.
Well, that's how old they were in the time, weren't they?
Yeah, but if you look at, like, the first one and then this last one...
Well, yeah.
It's like a night and day difference, dude. I mean, fucking... This one, it's rated PG-13, but shit, dude, so many people die.
Yeah, look at even Lord of the Rings, those three movies, and how they progressed. And like now,
it's kept the same tone, though. But they kept the same tone, like from like Fellowship to not the Two Towers.
Well, those are really old book. I'm alive. The light came back on. Oh, so it's just loose.
But it kept the same tone, though. You know what I mean? If you watch,
well, yeah, and those are older books, and they couldn't evolve anymore because they were written by Tolkien oh so many years ago.
I resuscitated Rudy.
Thank you. So you get some credit for that when you're in heaven.
Can I get it now?
No. Only in heaven. You're putting that money in the heaven bank. I've heard that, and I was sitting there listening. I heard a sermon, quote unquote, and somebody was talking about that for 25 minutes, and I was.
I just don't understand. I mean, it works for some people.
I drag it all the way back to atheism every single time if I can do it. And so, Oscar just gets uncomfortable, and Steve and I just rage.
People are like, just cannot believe you do not believe in God. They're like, how can you not? No, it's just wrong. I'll pray for you.
And what's worse?
Somebody told me they'll pray for me because I don't believe in God.
This is actually a great segue because we were just talking about Harry Potter, and now we're talking about not believing in God, and you have like a lot of the Christians saying that Harry Potter's kind of like...
They still say that?
A lot of people, dude, they're fucking
the
witches.
The best thing is Flanders and Harry Potter and all his friends burned in hell for being for practicing witchcraft.
It's just funny. It's just a great segue into this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot of people just don't have it. Like, my mom refused to believe Lisa that I do not believe in God. Like, Lisa's like, no, he doesn't believe in God at all. No, he does. And Lisa's like, not one bit. And, you know, like, that's contrast, you know, like, day and night for me and Lisa. Like, it works for her. She doesn't force it on me. Like, same thing, you know, Corey. He's a total atheist, you know.
Which one's that one?
The tall one.
Sleeping with the white kid.
He is.
I always get them confused, just because their names are close.
Yeah, and trust me, I'm still confusing them.
I think my reason for believing in God, which I do, is because it's just...
Well, that's interesting. I've asked you before and you evaded it, so now you just said it. Okay,
My real reason, in all honesty, if you break it down to why do I believe in God, is because...
This is Oscar saying this.
If you say it's because you're a father, I swear to God, I'm going to go kick in your balls.
I know. You're not leaving this place if you say that.
It's really shitty if this is just it. You know what I mean? Like, we're born and we die.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's shitty. I mean, this is it.
Oh.
It's really it, dude. That's a real answer.
But you know, you're looking at it totally selfish. You're like, you kind of look at it like the very odds of you being here is like statistically, astronomically.
Oh, did you remember all that time before you were born, by the way?
No. But why is...
So... But even so... Why, like, would you remember all the time now that you're dead? But even so,
why are people born with, like, different personalities? Why is everybody so uniquely different?
Everything that you nature have, every interaction, and nature, nurture. Everything influences the person that you have become, you are.
You have a set of twins who are...
You still believe in God by the time you walk out of this door. We've failed.
If you have a set of twins who are born and raised the exact same way, but yet they're completely different, they have their own...
Because they're individual people.
Exactly. Where does that individualism come from? Are you really getting one?
Are you getting some?
Are you serious? Food? No, dude, there's plenty in there. Oh, you're talking about the chicken. Not that chicken. Oh.
I'm bad.
We'll go on to something different. Anthony Weider.
No.
I gotta put my clothes in the dryer. I'll be back.
Pause it. We'll pick up.
Anthony Weider.
No, you still don't believe. You still believe in God. You have an invisible friend you want to talk to us about. Go.
No. I'm not one of those types of. I don't push my religion onto other people.
Everybody's entitled to their own belief. Like,
but yours is still wrong.
Well, I'm not that type of person. Ron Swanson throw it at you and beat it in you.
You know who Ron Swanson is? Right?
He's a porn star.
No, Ron Swanson is from Parks and Recreation.
And how do you say it?
He goes, "My religion, it's none of your goddamn business." Ron Swanson's pretty fucking hilarious. Great character. But anyway, yeah.
I'm surprised they don't just spin off the show off of him. Because he's that popular as a meme on the internet.
Oh, yeah. He has some great... he's a hilarious character. You know, not intentionally, but... Like when he went to the... Lowe's, and the guy's asking to help. He goes, "No, I know more than you."
Yeah,
I was like, that was actually funny.
And in real life, he actually does build. He builds boats. He builds canoes. He's been on Adam Carolla's show, and then they just started talking shop. And he's like, "This is the best interview I've ever done," because they just started talking. Because Adam Carolla knows all that stuff. So,
dude, that's one thing I really can't wait. Because the more and more we talked about it. I think the whole condo thing is out the window. Like, I think it's
you have a house with a garage.
Because
you basically will turn into your dad.
I probably will. Mm-hmm. I will slowly piece together a awesome garage with tools and just crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I want them. It's like
you still have all 10 of your fingers.
I'll fix that.
Yeah. And Oscar is so interested in what we're doing, he's reading his Facebook page.
Yes, he is.
Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner.
No, okay, let's go back. No, you don't believe in God. I mean, you believe in God.
Yes.
But you're saying, like, as far as...
My personal belief on, like, I think if this is it, like, us being here, right now, and there's nothing else after we die, I mean, that is just straight, it's shitty. I mean...
Well, the thing is...
Why is that?
It feels like there should be more. If you're going to go into like a spiritual sense,
you got to think about it this way. There's lots of shit that we don't know.
Exactly.
We do not know. Yeah. And that's the thing is, but like the people are gambling on that whole what if. Like they're basing their whole life, their existence on that whole notion.
That's stupid to base your life on a what if. I think that's just stupid. People committing suicide.
Like, you know what? You're lucky enough to be here. To be the you that you are, that you do.
You're the you.
You are. Man.
I feel as if, like even if I die and I wake up and
you
will die.
I feel like,
none of us get out of here alive.
Let's say if I die in
right
5
now?
Minutes. Let's say if I walk out and get shot by that guy.
A stray firework.
Exactly. And I wake up in like an alien pod and some green dude's like, "How was your mission?" I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that because
agree with that. If that were the case, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. I'd be okay with that. I'd be like, okay, my mission was a complete failure because I didn't do this, this, and this. I'd be okay with
that.
Look
at your haircut.
Well, according to...
Or even if I woke up and all this shit's really the Matrix. You know what I mean? There was more to it.
The Book of the Dead. Did the movie Enter the Void, which I really strongly recommend anybody watch it. It's a very trippy movie, but the whole movie basically translates like the whole experience of the Book of the Dead.
And like the Necronomicon from Evil Dead?
No, the Book of the Dead is basically like
made of human skin.
Yes, it's made from human skin, but it's the Tibetan Bible. You know, it's basically showing how a body will transcend and go over its life and see exactly different moments in, you know, your existence, and you're gonna be able to see and float about through the living but not be able to interact, but only just observe. And the only way that you'll be able to actually move on or to be reincarnated would be to eventually wake up from this nightmare, because you're gonna start having these just weird notions or just dreams, nightmares that are fucking your head up. And the only way to stop this is to basically be reincarnated. But then you don't know if it's being reincarnated or you're just reliving your entire universe all over again, your existence. So who's to say that this existence doesn't stop when everything resets back until
but
we get something
is,
right.
But there has to be a reason for that, though. Well, whether it's a higher being, so, whether it's an alien, whether it's the Matrix resetting itself.
Look, look. The way I see it is... Look at a body of water.
Okay.
And you see this huge-ass body of water. And in that body of water, you're going to have these little, you know, zooplankton, these tiny little organisms that float about, that, you know, these, you know, little tiny microorganisms that live out there. And those tiny organisms have different cells. Okay, we're talking about something that small. We're still not even on the scale of the giantness or just the grand aspect of what it is. That little bitty speck, do you think I care about what happens on that? Do you think I care at all existence? They could be praying to me for anything. They see me in some weird way, maybe. And that little speck, the little existence on that thing and that pond scum that's out there is going to worship me. And I could never care less. No, how is that possible? It's so fucking grandiose. You know, we're here just like a speck of time in the grand scheme of space. We have no concept at all of how old our universe is. We're just getting to that notion where we can wrap around that maybe our universe is like 13.7 billion years old, and we can kind of see that measure.
Do you believe that, Oscar, that the Earth is that old?
Like, yeah. I mean, dude, this is like fucking dinosaurs. It's in the pudding. Science has proved that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. But when you say you believe in God, you believe in a Christian God?
I believe in the Christian God.
Christian God with Jesus, God, the Holy Trinity?
Yes,
like
I do.
Basically a Catholic background?
I think a lot of people...
Or, what's your background with religion, then?
It was...
Catholicism, or...
I was born a Catholic, but there was just way too much maintenance with it. So I went over to, like, maybe Methodists or just maybe just Christian. I think I'm just, like...
So you're, like, the non-denominational?
Kind of, yeah.
So
I'm just
you're Lakewood Church material.
I would be Lakewood Church material, yes.
Okay. Just to go feel good. Hey, I'm in touch with God.
Team Jesus.
Yes. But I mean, you know, I mean, to me, I don't have that. I'm not saying I have to have a religious influence in my life to be a good person. You know,
but it would help.
Because I don't. I mean, I'm not going around, or I'm not saying that there has to be this dogma or something that's saying that, oh, it's wrong if I go around just fucking.
But it's a good foundation, though.
How so?
Like,
I can understand the structure of religion.
Exactly. That's a good structure. And
I can understand the structure
of
religion.
If you put your kids in, like I was, for instance, I was raised in, like, a Catholic school. And when I was there, it was more or less, you know, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't kill. It was teaching you, like, the basic things. It was reinforcing those.
But those are basic human morals. If you can't wrap your head around those without the subtext of an invisible being.
Yeah, but you live in a ghetto, dude.
Yeah, but you got
to
remember.
If you live, like, in a ghetto where you have to fight for survival.
Yeah.
Were you ever fighting for survival?
Yes, dude. I was fighting for survival, shut the fuck up, right?
You are the whitest Mexican next to. You.
I've
we
been
are the
shot
whitest
at
Mexican.
15 times,
you
dude.
Have not been shot. Maybe,
I'm a good
maybe
gate
when
jumper.
You're in the Catholic church, some
I gate jumped, I ran, I slipped in dumpsters, dude.
Do not lie on this podcast about this,
dude. I'm so hardcore thug. I got tattoos all over me, dude. You can't even see my skin color.
And here
it's blue.
And here's his mic going off.
Point being, is that if I didn't have those foundations as a kid, I don't know where I would be now. I feel like I'm a better person because of that.
Sitting at a table in some guy's house podcasting?
Yes. Well, I mean, like, I got two kids, got the wife, I live in a decent house. I mean, I don't have
a washer and dryer.
It's being delivered on the 5th. It's being delivered on the 5th, damn it.
Zing, sir.
It's being delivered on the 5th.
Damn it.
I'll probably bring a load next week.
I so can't wait to get the fuck out of here when this lease is up. 9 more months. Get the fuck out.
Oh, it's 9 months?
Yeah, dude. We're not renewing at all.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't think you would.
No. We're done. We're like, this is the point where we're moving.
So
Anthony Weiner.
So you don't believe so Thor, or not the movie, but the actual, well, not the actual, but the mythological, or Zeus.
It could be. You know, we don't know. It could God actually be Zeus? There's a good possibility.
It could be so many things as far as, like,
it really
what,
could.
What happens as far as legends are based on some sort of,
I mean,
story
every,
told in a very thing.
Every religion could be real. Buddha could be real, where God went, like, my God went over to the Buddha people, and he kind of presented himself in that kind of way, where he could have been
to the Buddha people.
or like fucking my God went to the Hindu people and did his.
So, but you see the arrogance of saying it's my God going to the Hindu people
in a form
that they would understand because they're not as smart as I am.
No, he portrayed
so therefore,
it in the way that they could understand, like in
oh, Jim,
because
but you still see the arrogance of it. Oh.
I'm saying the God that I worship could possibly be
maybe it's
you
the
know,
Hindu
okay,
God. Maybe
I,
it's
I
Krishna coming in as the Lord Jesus. "Quote unquote, the Lord Jesus Christ." Maybe
that's the second. The first tier,
sweet Jesus.
The first tier could be God.
No, the first tier could be Zeus, and then he changes into Krishna, goes to the Indian people, or it could be Krishna coming down and coming into a god form and then coming to you that way. So it could be Krishna.
I would be okay with that too. I really, really would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Because you were ingrained with the Christian god. So therefore, anything other than that, it seems odd to you. You were born in the United States of America. So therefore, the main religion in this country is Christianity.
I would be okay if it was a New Year.
I would be okay if a god of light, I guess, would be however
he... If you were born in India, you would have the same argument with Krishna. If you were born in Pakistan, you would be a Muslim.
Who's Krishna?
Krishna is one of the Hindu gods.
All right. I think I saw him on Supernatural.
It's all about proximity. It's all about where you're born. That's what influences you.
I think I saw him on an episode of Supernatural.
Dick Clark here. My face looks like half of it spilling.
Last year they had him count down from 20.
This is painful.
So, Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner is a ridiculous story. And that shows you how thinly veiled reality is now, that someone named Weiner showed his wiener.
Well, dude, he was way up there.
That's about it. Yeah, Coldplay on Austin City Limits. Yeah.
Weiner could have been the next president.
No, he couldn't have.
No.
Next topic, you still believe in an invisible man in the sky that controls everything.
My belief would be, to me, I
see that as unacceptable. Well,
my main topic would be our life right here, right now, this being it.
You know,
I have to feel that there has to be more.
Why?
Because this is shitty.
Why are you that special?
No, this is not.
Why are you that special? Why are you that special that you feel that you have to have
something more than me? I'm saying everybody in general.
Dude,
where if your life where you...
Everybody has to accept Jesus, Stephen.
No, I'm not saying everybody should accept Jesus. That is everyone.
You want to know why we're all here? Why would it happen?
I'm saying yes. I'm not saying not especially me where I wake up tomorrow. I'm saying everybody.
But you know that whole saying,
Brock,
that whole saying where you have a million monkeys working on a million typewriters. Eventually, a monkey will, type out
the best of times. It was the best of times.
Right back to the Simpsons. And you're going to eventually get that. That's exactly what we are. We're a fucking chemistry experiment that went okay and we evolved.
You're okay with that?
Dude, it took us.
It doesn't matter if I'm okay with it. It doesn't matter.
It's bigger than me. It's like, it's like me caring what that little bug or ant outside is doing. I don't give a shit.
There's a billion stars in this one galaxy. There are billions of billions of galaxies in the known universe. The idea that somehow you are significant in all of this.
Special. Look.
No, dude, I get it. I really, really get it. You know that there's other life forms.
It just gives you this warm and fuzzy feeling inside.
Because you feel special, but we're not.
We're not special at all.
There's... The planet Hoth is out there. I mean, I get it. You know, maybe
Hollywood.
No,
Hoth,
dude, or we could take a trip to Endor and fucking fuck with the Ewoks. I get it. There's other shit that's out there that we're not.
Don't make it silly.
I get it. You know what I mean?
Keep it serious, folks.
I don't take the Bible as like
gospel.
I don't take it literal. I think a lot of things are in metaphors. You know what I mean? I really firmly believe that. But
by saying that, you're implying that there are things that are serious, too, though.
What you mean?
Well, you're saying, most of it's metaphor. That means that some of it isn't.
It could be. We don't know. The whole thing could be metaphor.
We do know. We do know it was written by committee hundreds of years after the alleged events happened. Do you trust anything that Stephen said an hour ago? Would you trust anyone from 2,000 years ago to write something that happened allegedly hundreds of years before them?
Whoever says that the Bible is, like, completely 100% accurate is crazy. I don't believe that at all because of what you just said. And even the translations from the Dead Sea Scrolls, dude, it's a lot of shit was lost in translation. Yeah. I firmly believe that with the Bible. So whenever someone tells me, though, the Bible is 100% accurate, dude, you don't know that for a fact. I get that.
When people, like I said, I tend to don't discuss religion openly because I just shoot down almost every argument anybody could come up with because you're just like looking at it reason. And like, I was like, you can't literally, believe these words that are coming out. I mean, I'm just going to say, I understand. You appreciate the story for what it is. It's immoral. It's like telling you, how to live your life, not
not to be a douche and kill people. That's what it is. It's a set of rules. It's a guideline of what to live by.
Exactly, and that's good for kids.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
what, like I said, that structure was there because it was needed to control these people when they were in when they come over in colonies.
But it's good for relating even in now times. Even the
well, yeah. I mean, it's,
someone
it's
would
for
say
structure.
That of Islam too. Would you agree with that then?
I don't really.
They're
not
saying.
Familiar.
Oh, I heard. I didn't even read the article, but I heard the headline was. Are Christians the new Muslims? And you're like, oh, just
that's
like,
just a headline to catch your attention too. I mean, to try to pander in that sense.
People are so afraid of fucking Muslims.
It's so weird to see that too, because all the Muslims, well, like the two or three Muslims that I know are like
terrorists,
like very close.
Oh my!
That
God.
Was Oscar that said that. Elijah, don't get mad at me. A very, very close friend of mine is Muslim, but
terrorist.
But he's like my go-to Muslim. Something's going on in Islam, I'm like, dude, what's up with this? And if he says okay, I'm like, well, then it's fine. But then he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't be your watermark for Islam. He's more Americanized, I guess. I would say you're Americanized.
I met him when he first came here.
No, he was
still here for a little bit.
He'd been here for a while.
I think there's different also degrees of like Catholic.
But you
too.
Corrupted him a lot.
I mean, you can't.
Don't blame me. No.
One Catholic could be completely different from another Catholic. I mean, it's kind of like saying that all Asians know karate.
They don't.
I knew somebody had to put that stupid.
Why are you surprised it's me?
No, I'm not.
I mean, if you see two Asian fights, you're watching a kung fu movie. I mean, that is kind of.
Oh, that one's gonna do so.
Oh yeah, there we go. Right back to the Simpsons again.
It'll kill you six times before you hit the ground.
Anthony Weiner.
That's a dead story. It was a ridiculous thing that he had to resign and all that nonsense. It's just ridiculous.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger, again, another ridiculous story. He had a love child. Everyone I know does an Arnold Schwarzenegger imitation, too.
We did one.
Dustin.
Who are you?
Stick around.
Who am I?
Give him back the air.
Get to the chopper.
John Edwards.
Yet more sex scandals because of the Christianity in this country, the puritanical nature of how we hate ourselves and we hate our bodies, we hate sex.
Dude, I love my body. I'm just saying.
We got to pray for him right now.
I love my
pray
body.
For his soul.
I really got to get pop filters for these things.
Pray.
Herman Cain.
Oh, again with the. I don't feel that he was legitimately running for president. I think he was a real distraction. Someone gave him money to distract.
Dude, he was like the forerunner. He was like way up there until he started lying.
It was
his fault.
All of them have been forerunners at this point. Have you noticed that?
Rick Perry was never a forerunner?
Yes, he was. When he first entered the race, he was way up front, and they were like, he hasn't ever lost an election he ran for, blah, 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 blah. And within, I guess it was a month, and now you're just finding food in the any food in the pantry is fair game.
These are lightly salted, sir.
And so are you.
Ah! I actually really liked Herman Cain.
You're an idiot. Wow, you're an idiot.
Dude, I did. Every time he talked, I mean, he's black.
Oh, fuck it. We'll make some chips.
Show me on the pizza where Herman Cain touched you.
Waiting to get that one out, weren't you?
Yes. That was a very proud moment.
We're almost closer, just a little bit closer to the new year.
Yeah, right now it's currently 10:22.
How long have we been going?
It's a little over an hour now.
Wow.
Yeah, because the first part was like 45 minutes, yeah.
But anyway.
Do you think Hillary's going to run?
No.
No.
Is that for sure?
Yes.
She won't run.
She ran last time and got killed by...
Yeah, but she ran it. She was running as a Democrat. Now she would try to run against Obama. Obama, I disagree with almost everything that he's done so far. And like Steve said, I'm the ultra-liberal at this table, and I completely... And because I'm an ultra-liberal, I disagree with everything he's done.
Will he be the next president?
Yes.
Unless something really crazy happens, yeah, I see him...
He's going to win another term. So that truly is a job that nobody wants, really.
Well, it's a hot potato now, especially. My sister just called me an orangutan.
That was another big thing. May 21st, the Rapture thing. That was like another big...
There were two of them.
I remember the May 21st one.
And one in October.
People were pissed that they spent all their money.
On that dude. They gave the money to that dude. And he
promote
didn't
it.
And he didn't give him a refund. That was really, really great. Rebecca Black. Friday, the Friday song. Dude, that was so annoying.
Friday.
The lyrics were fucking retarded for that song.
Fun.
It's like yesterday was Thursday, tomorrow is Saturday, after that will be Sunday. I mean, that's actually the lyrics to the song. Yeah.
And we're back with the Spirit of the Lord in our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Amen.
We just before we start our podcast, we have a huge prayer. I think Oscar has had it made us see the light.
Why don't you enlighten us, sir?
And it burned.
Rebecca Black?
Friday.
Getting down on Friday. That's pretty much all I have on my list.
And partying.
Other than the government shutdown.
Nonsense. Much like Jesus.
I think the government shutdown.
Bravo. Good. Well done.
I think it was really imminent. I really thought it was going to happen, and I was captivated. It was going to happen until they really pulled it out at the very last second. I was like, oh, shit, they finally got it.
Yeah. Oh, man, no.
Leaving Afghanistan.
That won't happen until 2014. There are pullbacks of troops, but... Afghanistan is the forgotten war. Luckily, our parents' generation, they only had Vietnam to worry about. And then the generation before that had Korea. Korea was the forgotten war. We had them at the same time. We have the forgotten war of Afghanistan and the lost cause of Iraq. So we are an hour and a half away from 2012. We can cover all of the nonsense of the Mayans. Because the Mayans thought the sun was magic, too. So I suppose we can go back and think the sun is magic while we're at it.
Hey, the sun's always there when I pray to it.
Yeah. But Joe Pesci also helps you.
Carlin,
I miss him.
The Mayans actually, end times. December 21st, 2012 will be the last day of the world. I'm just glad it's after Spider-Man, dude, because I'm really excited about that Spider-Man reboot, and that's like in May.
I really just hated the Spider-Man movies.
This one's going to be pretty good. So at least
it's not.
If the end of world's going to happen, it's going to happen in December. I get to check out Spider-Man and the Avengers.
That's why I didn't commit suicide 1 year. I wanted to see Batman.
But yeah, the last Dark Knight Rises comes out.
Yep.
And The Hobbit comes out.
All yours, bud. They melt it together.
Oh, really? He's eating some disgusting
little
sticks. The
next James Bond movie comes out?
Who cares? Never saw any of them. Don't care.
Dude, Casino Royale was awesome.
Yeah.
Nah. With the Daniel Craig?
Scene?
Daniel Craig?
The beginning scene of that was fucking insane.
I really enjoyed Casino Royale. Oh, yeah. When there's like a little monkey dude, parkour dude.
Yeah. That dude was crazy.
It was like him chasing a parkour dude, and dude was like flipping, and he like went through the top of the door, and dude slammed through the door. That was like the best chase. You're right.
That was a good chase. That was a good introduction.
It was like 12 to 15 minutes of James Bond running after this parkour dude. And he ran like 10 minutes of just all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah. It was actually really choreographed really well.
Because they filmed him like a beefcake dude, like a big beefy beefcake just going through doors, smashing through windows.
He's not as refined as
He's not as graceful. He's just beefy and fucking beefcake. Like, I like that scene a lot. I'd forgotten about that scene until you brought it up.
Don't care.
That movie was awesome. Quantum of Solace. Did you like that?
Mm.
I hated it, dude. That was some shit. Worst sequel follow-up ever.
Yeah, it had its moments. But I liked the beginning part of it. That was about it.
Yeah. Skyfall will be the next James Bond film to be released next year. I'm hoping. I like Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he actually surprised me.
Oh, speaking of Daniel Craig.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
There you go.
I liked it. I've seen both, and it's not as awesome as I wanted it to be, but I did like him.
I enjoy Fincher, so
I like
how
Fincher
was that
a lot.
Angle? How was that done?
Oh, very well. I thought the directing was badass in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it had a great tone. It's completely different from the original. As far as directing-wise, in a good way. Okay. It felt a lot more gritty. Mm-hmm. Like, in the original, the chick, I thought she was pretty hot. Like, really, really hot.
In the original?
In the original. I thought she was really hot. Like, she just had her hair spiky, maybe one or two. In the Fincher, she was ugly.
Wasn't that the whole point, though?
Yes. They made her more gritty, more not very pretty, a lot more goth and half-shaved head and shit. And I don't know. It's just, it depends on what you like. Oh, I like the movie, though.
Was she an assassin?
Nah, but she gets butt raped, though.
Oh, wow.
They have like a ass rape scene. Check it out.
Get your seal of approval.
So maybe might not want to see that with my mom.
No, dude. They have like all kinds of dirty shit in that movie. There's a lot of
it's
older
feel
adult
awkward
themes.
When she's masturbating and you look over. Yeah, that's what I heard about the original. Like, it had a really brutal rape scene in it.
It's worse than the Fincher one. It's a lot more
graphic.
Yeah, it's dirty. I don't really in the first one. I didn't really think it was too brutal. I really didn't.
What do you mean? Was she like done before? Was that showing her how she became the way she is because she got raped, or is that later on during the?
I'll tell you. Do you want to know as a spoiler? Or
I don't care.
Do you,
yeah, go for it.
What happens is
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. She has a guardian. She's 24, 22, but she has a mental condition. Uh-huh. So because she has a mental condition, she has a legal guardian that all of her funds go to. So in order for her to get her money, she has to go to her legal guardian, who's a court-appointed legal guardian. And her previous one has a stroke, and this other person takes the place as a legal guardian. So she goes up to him and to the new legal guardian, and the dude's like a dick. He's like, we're going to change things. If you want to have your money, you don't have to suck my wiener. So she does that. She gives him head in order to get some of her money because her laptop breaks. And then, again, in order for her to get more money, he rapes her.
Wow.
So that's pretty much where that stems from. So it's her court-appointed legal lawyer guardian who's actually doing the acts to her.
That's pretty fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Similar stories.
Nothing else coming out in 2012 as far as movies. Nah, let's get that one.
And we're winding down.
We will switch to virtual online payments and get rid of paper as far as bills. I see that happening.
That's
I do.
Part of the whole conspiracy thing, too, about getting paper away from people and not having a tender to pay with, and it's all virtual.
I do that right now. All my bills.
I do that all the time.
I pay all my bills online, and eventually, it's looking like
it's almost rarely you carry cash anymore at all. Like,
I agree.
I don't carry cash. You know, I thought I don't even carry card, but it was got to the point you just use it for everything. It's like every transaction you see is like $5 here, $2 here, $1 here, $5 here. You know, that shit does add up.
Yes.
Really quick.
Yes.
You just like realize you're like, oh my god, as delicious as it is, eating at Taco Cabana every morning is not worth it.
Ugh.
Dude, no, they have good breakfast.
Yeah, I don't.
They have good barbacoa tacos with you put their salsa ranch on it with some pico. That shit is the shiz. It's good face meat. That's what it is, isn't
it? Yeah, it's what it is, cheek.
Oh, it's really good stuff.
That is good stuff. Other predictions, every smartphone will have a voice operated assistant. Example, Siri.
Siri apparently is still it's not great, but it's the best one out there. Because apparently Windows Phone has one, and they're saying, oh, Windows has had one for a while, but it's not the same. And Android has one, but Android's is still not as strong as Siri's.
The thing I like about Siri, she sounds pretty hot. She do.
She do?
She do.
She do.
She sounds all right.
Sick that you're even listening to Tom
Cruise's daughter like
that.
She has an accent.
That's even worse than his joke.
What?
Anyway, we're watching Coldplay play at Austin City Limits in the background now.
We're that hip. So, yeah, we don't care. We're listening to him. Yeah. What, and?
Social network will go to the next level of commerce.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
You
You can't live off the grid, man. Everything you do, it's tracked, man.
Did you get the Louis special finally?
No, I did
no,
not.
Of course not, because it's $5 and
I'm cheap. I was waiting to find it on Pirate Bay. I sent you the article about what he did with his stuff, with his the money he made from it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool though.
Another prediction is the stock market's going to bounce back up. It'll be up about 10% in 1 year from now.
I hope not. I hope it really crashes. I hope a lot of people die because of it.
It has to be something.
It's not really...
Survival of the fittest.
It's not really worth what it is. It's all basically fake anyway. The economy's fake. The stock market is really
it's
fake.
It's not tangible.
It's yes. It's completely... it's not tangible. I mean, that's the best way to put it. It's a
you're
lie.
Working on an idea,
but it's just not our stock market. It's other people.
It's everybody because everybody's
every country,
everybody
like,
emulates
like
us as much as they hate. They hate to say it as much as you know. Oh, the U.S. sucks. Everybody needs us. We are the epicenter of culture. We export everything out to the rest of the world to know what the world what is out there. And the more people see it, the more people want to be it. And that's what's fucking up all this. Thing they have people talking to each other, sharing ideas. That's what they don't want. They don't want the masses sharing ideas, and it's feeding out to the rest of the world where it's like that's what it is in America. Hey, you can get your point across, but a lot of governments don't like that idea. Like Vietnam, the whole thing is where people were all the uprising when what's his name Mark Zuckerberg vacation there in Vietnam. It's like a country where the government blocks access to Facebook.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of wish they would do that here.
The stock market, I mean, interest rates for the mortgage, that they're going to go back up in 2012.
I would assume not because they said the Fed kept the numbers down at least through 2013.
You think so?
No, they said they were going to keep the interest rates almost at nothing at the federal level.
I got mine at 3.75.
So really?
That's what my house is.
Is it fixed?
Yes, fixed.
That's
years.
Awesome. That's great.
I know, dude.
That's 30 years?
30 years, 3.75.
That's a really, really good rate.
It was like 6.7 last year.
Yes. It was almost.
Last year
or the
year
before? It was at 7 like 2 years ago. It was close. It was flirting with 8 about 3 years ago.
That's when the housing market was all crazy good, and everybody
was
like,
"That
was
right as the bubble popped."
They're like, wait a minute, what? It's gonna lose. What? Yeah,
bubbles burst.
My
coworker thought they would go on and on.
My coworker had his interest rate at 8.2, and when it went down to 4.25, which was in March, he refinanced his house at a lower interest rate, and it dropped $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
His that's oh, yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. What else we got here?
You're just literally going through a list. We're listing.
Barack Obama will be. Yeah, we were just talking about that. He has a 51.2 likelihood of winning his reelection.
And that's because he is the worst. He is the least worst option.
Yeah.
If you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil.
I'd vote for Rick Perry.
And that's the end of the podcast, everyone. Oscar will not be joining us again.
I'm Steven at SSISTOS.
I'm Rudiology, RUDIOLOGY.
And I'm Oscar at Naked Stripper.
Bye.
Yeah. See you guys. Thank you. Thanks you for listening, all two of you.